What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Now, what's the time? 8 minutes to 11. I just put a call through to Councillor Brett Olds because someone tipped off this morning, oh, there's a very important meeting over at the council, of course, the budget meeting or whatever. So we're going to get a bit of an update of things that may have been announced probably in the last hour or so, I'd imagine. And he's come out. Yes, he's come out and he's available to talk now, this minute, actually. Councillor Brett Olds, good morning.
G'day, mate. You missed a doozy of a meeting.
No, really? Tell me why.
The gallery was full. I've never seen that many people there for a budget meeting.
Oh, good.
And then we had two councillors vote against the budget. Like,
wow.
And there was arguments. The mayor had to adjourn the meeting at one stage because it was a little bit out of control. But he got it back under control with his gavel, and it all got sorted. The budget got adopted, eight people for it and two against. So
wow.
It's a $377 million budget, so circa $400 million almost of other people's money. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But this year's budget is all about, you know, it was 5.99% rate increase, which is below the CPI, which was 7.4%. So we've still managed to get below CPI, but this is one of the higher ones we've had in the last 12 years.
Yes.
But there's a lot of, and they spoke at length about the reasons for that. Obviously, with just like every household out there, our costs went up. You know, something like costs have gone up over 30% just for concrete and steel, over 20% for fuel. It's been a nightmare, and one thing we didn't want to reduce, because the public don't want us to reduce, is levels of service.
Mm.
Our gardens, our roads, our foreshores, they all look beautiful, and we have to keep that up, you know. So, but what they voted against, so when the mayor does his speech and he reads out the big speeches he's written about the budget, why it is what it is, and then us nine division councillors get to speak about our area, what we're getting for our areas, and when it came around to Division 5, Amy just started reading the speech out, just tearing shreds off the Uni team, Amy Eden, and the mayor had to stop her and said, hey, we're not here to debate. You can debate when the agenda item comes up. It's agenda item 19. We're just here talking about what did you get, what's in this budget for Division 5 kind of stuff. And she started yelling at him. He yelled back, and all of a sudden the crowd, the gallery started yelling, let her speak. And the mayor, whether you like him or not, he's the chair of the meeting. He was in the right to say, hey, no, that we're not doing that right now. You do that when that agenda item comes up. So we had to be adjourned the meeting because the crowd was yelling so much. I'm sitting there like, I should have brought popcorn to this bloody meeting. So we all had to leave the room, and then about 10 minutes later we came back in. The gallery was still there.
Yeah.
No one got kicked out.
Yeah.
It just calmed the situation down. And then we finished off all talking about our areas and stuff, which was great because there's always something to get. And we've been pretty blessed out in Division 9 over the last few years. Some years you don't get much. Other years you get a lot. We've had so many footpaths and road openings, and you know, we've got the Deep Creek Bridge going in for the leisure trail now. We've got a lot of stuff. So, you know, I talked about that. And then we went through the agenda items, and all of a sudden people were voting against this and voting against that. And we got to agenda item 19, and that's when everything hit the fan, the proverbial. Amy got to speak and, you know, talk about how she didn't like, you know, this, that, and the other, and she didn't think it's the right thing to do, that we're in all these dire straits. And then I spoke, and I said, look, there's so many factors coming at us. 5.99% increase, it is higher than typical, but I said, we've got so many factors coming at us. We go to all these workshops, and she didn't come to, I think we had seven workshops, I think there's three or four she didn't even turn up to. That's where you have your battles and everything else, and you ask questions and you get responses from the executives. So I kind of called her out on that. I said, it's a bit of poor form. It just seems like a bit of posturing, you know, for her, apparently, you know, mayoral tilt that she wants to do next year. And that's not what today's meeting was supposed to be about. So I said, one thing is the state government, the mayor had mentioned them with the tourism levy about how they've been hardballing. And I just made the point, I said on your show before, I said, we have ministers, state ministers and director generals tell our council officers and us councillors, when we go to them cap in hand, because our ratepayers are taxpayers as well, they pay a hell of a lot of taxes, that aren't coming back. We get the least amount by capita and by aggregate than any other region in Queensland.
Yeah.
I said, so the state government come to us and say, we go there and say, hey, we need some money for this critical infrastructure. And they literally say to us at Cairns, no, you don't charge enough rates to your residents. You can pay for this yourself. And so we've had $1.2 billion less in Townsville over 10 years.
Yeah.
$2.4 billion less in Toowoomba, and $3.9 billion with a B, billion less in Central Queensland, And so I made the point today, and I said, so if people want to get mad about the rates, how about they start pointing to the state and saying, how come our taxes are paying for stadiums in Townsville, paying for dams in central Queensland. So it was really heated and everything else. So if people get the opportunity to watch it, it'll be in perpetuity online on the Cairns website, probably this afternoon or tomorrow.
Yep.
I think it's important because it's your money we're spending, guys. Mm. And you hear what Amy had to say and hear what I had to say and the deputy mayor. So it's, I just sat there and I was like, man, I really wanted some popcorn. It was a good show. It was a heated meeting, mate.
Well, tell me, has Bob ever been required to incorporate the use of the gavel to restore order in the past?
It must be something about Division 5 councillors because I've only ever seen him do it with Richie Bates in the past. So he kicked Richie out of a meeting once. So I was like, and to be honest, Richie was out of line in that one. I'm not saying Bob's right all the time, but he kicked Richie out of a meeting. And I'm like, there must be something in the water in Division 5. I don't know what it is.
Now, let me ask you this too. Of course, the big one for a lot of people's minds still, the principal place of residence impost. Did that get addressed and dumped?
That got dumped 100%. It got addressed because that's why Councillor Pine, he also voted against the budget because he reckons we need to have that and bring it in. He's really mad and upset about it. And although he said to us one time a couple of weeks ago, he goes, the second I supported it, that was his death knell. He goes, because I support, that's why it died. But so it died a slow death, but today it was buried. That's not happening, the tenant tax, the non-principal place of residency. So I think he's out of touch with the community trying to bring that one in, as you know, through the petitions and through your show. Most people are totally against charging someone just because they live in a rental property, higher rates. So we got rid of that one. That was a bit of good news for the day, to be fair.
Now, this organised arrival of a huge number of residents in the council chambers, how was that? I mean, was that an organised event or was that just people, individuals going along of their own accord?
I think that some of the people have been turning up to every meeting every 2 weeks, but there's only a group of like maybe 5 to 10 some weeks. But today, having the extra ones there, I don't know if they'd organised it. They didn't seem to know each other.
Was it full?
I just think, it was full. It might have been like 80% full. Have been 80% full, but that's a lot. Usually we get... Usually, over the last 8 years that I've been there, you get zero people there except maybe one journalist. And then this year, we're getting, between 5 and 10 every meeting. And today, we must have had 25 in there, 20, 25. For the bringing cash back, we had standing room only because they made a mess up down the bottom here. And so we must have had 40 or 50 up there in a room that only sits 32. So this year's been a lot more people interested in being there and putting pressure on the council, and that's what democracy is all about. Have your say, put pressure on us. If it's something you don't like, stand up and let us know.
Now, where can people access some of this information and some of the entertainment?
It really is worth watching if you're a ratepayer and a resident of Cairns. So it's live streamed when it happens, and then it goes off because they don't edit it, but they have to put it on in perpetuity. So it might take up to 12 hours, but if you go to the www.cairns.qld.gov.au, just Cairns Regional Council's website. Just if you just Google Cairns Regional Council, our website, go there and have a look for our live stream of our meetings, of our council meetings. And today's meeting, obviously put in today's date. And like I said, get some pizza or get some popcorn and sit back. And because I guess you don't want a council that's sitting there all agreeing on things all the time either. It was really interesting day.
Oh, this has been fascinating. Very entertaining. Good on you, Brett. Thank you.
Have a good one, buddy.
It's Division 9's Councillor Brett Olds, Cairns Council.